medical aid scheme industry. He was appointed by the former health minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, to head the council for medical schemes. Dr. Minnie leaves behind his wife and two children. Spokesperson for the Council for Medical Schemes, Grace Causa.
He was driven by the belief that we can all do our part in ensuring that the members of the medical schemes are protected and how much he sacrificed for this country. He was one of those who went into exile, was in exile with our present Minister of Health. He was very passionate. He was intimate in his leadership. He would take the time to nurture young talent.
The Department of Correctional Services has confirmed that 98 inmates at the East London prison have tested positive for COVID-19. There are now 321 confirmed cases in correctional facilities across the country, among both officials and prisoners. The department says that the number of inmates infected in the Eastern Cape has climbed from 75 to 173. Correctional spokesperson Singabako Nkomalo.
98 sentenced inmates tested positive for COVID-19. Additionally, six officials and three inmates were also confirmed in the Western Cape, whilst Kimberley registered a case of a positive official. As a result, the total number of positive cases is now at 321.
Health Minister Dr. Zweliam Mkhize has commended nurses for their efforts in combating the coronavirus epidemic from the front lines. Mkhize is commemorating International Nurses Day at the King Edward Hospital in Durban. The selfless role of nurses is being honoured through symbolic candle lighting ceremonies across the country. Mkhize says he is committed to ensuring that no nurse will be allowed to treat or screen COVID-19 patients without critical personal protective equipment.
We are resolute in ensuring that all health professionals are provided with the appropriate personal protective equipment and the requisite tools of trade. As we celebrate our nurses and midwives, I'd like to affirm our commitment to ensuring that no nurse will be allowed to care for patients without appropriate protective equipment.
And a hospital in Afghan, in Kabul, is under attack by armed men. Locals said they heard two explosions, then gunfire. The BBC's Jill McGivering reports.
A hospital doctor who escaped during the attack told the BBC about 140 members of staff were inside at the time, including foreigners working for Médecins Sans Frontières, which runs the maternity unit. The doctor said he saw a gunman in military-style clothes searching the rooms. Many foreign staff stay at